T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back to the show. University of Miami women's soccer team got a huge win the other night on the road against Boston College. They won it at the finish line. Last shot of the game, Jackie Korowicz's goal came off a free kick with like 10 seconds to go. An incredible finish. How about that? Win one at the death on the road.
Were you calling that?
No, I did not. Okay. Nope. Unfortunately.
All right, you missed that one.
Missed that one.
You don't miss many.
But Coach Barnes is with us, and Coach, congratulations on that victory. Congrats on the win, and what did it mean to your squad?
Yeah, I think, we've had a couple games that have been pretty tight, and we've been on the wrong side. So, the team getting the result, and especially in that way, so dramatic, it was definitely a big stepping stone for us.
I think it was pretty big for Emma Tucker. I think she's from up in that area, isn't she?
Yes, yeah, she is. She had a pretty big fan following there.
You had Melissa Dagenet named ACC Co-Defensive Player of the Week. 8 saves. Second time she's earned that honor in her career. She's done a nice job for you in goal.
Yeah, she's really been outstanding. I think her growth over the first couple of years here has been really huge. And I think she's playing with confidence, and she's a big kid, so she has great presence just naturally. But I think the confidence now has tripled her size.
Coach, give us a little scattering report on Wake Forest.
Yeah, they're. I think they'll come out and high press us. They're definitely a good soccer team that is going to look to try to throw us off our game a little bit. So I think our approach has to be to have pretty fast ball speed, good speed of support. But I think they're a team that hasn't given up many goals this year, been very stingy, and I think they're going to be pretty hungry because they're coming off an overtime loss to Louisville.
Coach, on the game winner the other night, we probably should also give credit to Kat Molina. Did a great job of preventing the ball from trickling out of bounds. She's one of your local recruits. How important has that been?
Yeah. She's been fantastic in terms of just coming on and adding value. She does a good job defensively. She offensively has scored some goals for us, and I think that play really sums up. Certainly she's a technical player and a good soccer player, but she really works hard. And I think that's the kind of play where a number of players from different teams as well as ours, could have let that ball go out of bounds and gotten ready for overtime, but she hunted it down and kept it in play. And then Taylor Shell came in and put a lot of pressure on the player on BC who was clearing the ball. I think that set it up for Jackie to finish the game for us. So it was Kat was outstanding on the night.
Coach, can you put a value on Selena? I believe it's Fortich. I hope I'm saying the name correct. As a two-time captain, that's unheard of in almost any sport for somebody to get that recognition or get crowned with that type of leadership.
Yeah, Selena does a really good job on the field and off in terms of she's probably the most competitive player we have out there. She is very smart, good student of the game, really reads it regardless. You could kind of put her in any position and she reads the game very well and understands what the game demands. Strong opinions, strong vocal leader. I think there are a lot of young women out there who, kind of are timid of stepping up and saying the things that need to be said. And she does a great job with that. And so I think, she's well respected from that standpoint, but she's also, the person who makes people laugh and she's fun to be around. So I think she balances that out well for us.
Coach, you have an international flavor on your team. You have some local players. You've gone up the East Coast. When you zero in on recruiting, where are you looking and what are you looking for?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we always look local first. There's so many great players in Florida. You know, we try really hard to you know, keep them home if we can. But, you know, because there's so much talent here, everybody else in the country is looking as well. And so our first look is here for sure. But, you know, Miami is a school that attracts students from all over, you know, international for sure. So, you know, we receive a lot of interest from international players. And then I think from there, you know, it's just about trying to find the players who fit our style best. And what we found is that they're it's more about certain clubs that that will play well with how we want to play. And so we try to zero in on them. But I think we start here first and foremost and then build outwards.
Coach, when you are recruiting and looking for an athlete, do you look for athletes that are playing more than just one sport, you know, two sport or three sport athlete? Do you look for crossover in any way?
Yeah, that's always interesting to me because I think, you know, the more you can play sports, different sports, the more athletic you are, really. Like, you have a better sense of how things work generally and can be a little bit more savvy. You know, more and more kids are specializing at such a young age that you don't see it quite as much. But, you know, Selena is a good example of that, somebody who played lacrosse, she played basketball. Jackie Korowicz, same thing. She was a swimmer. She played basketball as well. And I think, there's value in that for sure. It's actually a little bit, you know, disappointing to me that more and more kids are specializing at an earlier age. And so we're losing that a little bit because I do think it makes them a bit more savvy. And you tend to see those kids be very, very competitive.
You know, that is a great conversation, by the way, because, well, Don knows my daughter was a soccer player.
That's right.
But I know this from watching, you know, kids, you get into that travel system. And you, as a parent, you feel compelled, okay, you got to keep playing one sport.
Right.
Now, she dabbled a little bit in basketball, which I think was a nice compliment. But I do think there are a lot of parents out there that struggle with that they're afraid of whether it's their son or daughter is playing volleyball, baseball, or soccer, to take them out of that one travel sport. What advice or guidance would you give them?
Yeah, it's a great question, you know, and I don't have all the answers, of course, but I do think there's, you know, from a just physically doing, you know, working on different muscles and doing different things, I think physically there is some injury prevention and some you know, you can protect a little bit from fatigue injuries and overuse injuries, you know, by playing different sports. Like I said, I do think it makes you more athletic and balances you out. And I think especially when they're younger, the more they can kind of dabble in, as you said, in different sports and be introduced to different ways of thinking with regard to sports and movement, I think that's really good. And, you know, certainly there does come a time where you have to specialize. But I think we tend to do it a little bit earlier than normal. So I do encourage it when possible. And I think, you know, high school sports can have a place as well. And a lot of people want to limit, you know, that and only play, you know, in their club sport. But I do, you know, I did it when I was a kid and, you know, obviously things have changed dramatically since that time, but, you know, I loved it and I felt like it gave me a different environment to grow and, you know, be a different kind of player. So I think there's a lot of value in doing it and I do encourage it. You know, if it's a safe environment, you know, if the level is good and it's a safe environment, then I think that can be really valuable.
Up next, of course, as Don mentioned, is Wake Forest. And then on Sunday, really a great opportunity to play Florida State. They're ranked number one in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always look forward to that game. You know, it's certainly a talented group and you know, they always bring something difficult to the game. We're excited for it. I know that, you know, we're trying to stay very focused on Wake Forest and take one game at a time. But, you know, obviously in-state rivalry, number one ranked team in the country, you know, that's why you play the game to see what you can do. And you want to have a measuring stick to see, okay, how can we disrupt them and how can we be dangerous and raise our level. So it's a great weekend for us because I think it's, you know, look, every weekend in the ACC is challenging, but two great opponents, you know, on the road for our longest trip of the year. We're excited for it.
Coach, thank you for being with us here tonight. Best of luck on Thursday and Sunday.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right, that's Coach Sarah Barnes joining us. Well, that would be a great conversation, by the way. My nephew's playing soccer. He's a very good basketball player, but you get sucked into one sport because that's how, whether it's soccer or baseball, when you and I were kids, you played everything.
You played year-round. You weren't right. allowed in the house.
Correct. Played year-round. You played whatever the season was.
Whatever the season
and
was.
And it's kind of not that way now. And everything is so organized. Nobody plays pickup anymore. Where you learn how to manage a game or how to manage people or whatever. It's so much value in that.
I will say, though, I was a football guy. I hit high school, and that was it. I mean, that's what I always was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. One little bout of baseball, and I got in trouble for throwing the bat.
You in trouble?
That was it. And then a little shot at basketball, and I had trouble with the elbows. You look at Harrison Hunt.
Maybe
the best defensive lineman on Miami's roster.
How about JJ always tells the story of Greg Mark. He recruited him at a basketball game. Saw him win the center jump.
And you know who else? Kenny Dorsey, they went out and saw Kenny was that was what closed the deal on him. There was some I don't think there was any questions ever about him, but I think watching him run the basketball team led them to believe that he would run the football team, and boy, were they right.
Okay, well, that was a fun show. We covered all the bases just about volleyball, soccer, men's basketball, women's basketball, a little bit of football. We got the weekend off. I'll be on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, you'll be on the beach, and I think I will be too. And I got two lines from Katie from
already.
A couple plays.
Hawk and Crowder. It'll be a surprise. You're going to go rogue.
That's it.
Danny Garcia, thank you for being our producer here tonight. Take us home, and thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.